Ham Sam, sure gonna have some pretty music around here tonight.
Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Harry Roy and Arthur Johnston, have an interlude, play some cardiac songs, and some songs about ducks. That's right, ducks. Last week, January 12th, marked the birth in 1900 in London, England, of Harry Lipman. You may know him better as bandleader Harry Roy. After a visit to England by the original Dixieland Jazz Band, Harry was inspired by Larry Shields' playing to take up the clarinet. Harry and his older brother, pianist Sid, formed their first band, which they called the Darnswells, in 1921. But when the ODJB ended their run at the Hammersmith Palais de Danse, the Roy Brothers' original Lyrical Five took their place. They made a test pressing for Columbia in 1922, but their first issued recording was released in 1927 on the Vocalion label as the Crichton Lyricals. In February of 1927, they were booked into the Café de Paris, and in 1928, they toured South Africa and Australia. The following year, Harry assumed sole leadership of Harry Roy and his dance orchestra with Sid as manager. In January of 1933, the band was booked at the Café Anglais, where they began regular Friday night remote radio broadcasts for the BBC. From 1934 to 36, the band was resident at the Mayfair Hotel, and in 1935, Harry married Elizabeth Brooke, better known to his fans as Princess Pearl, who was daughter of the Rajah of Sarawak. In 1936, Harry and Princess Pearl starred in Everything is Rhythm, and the following year in Rhythm Racketeer. In 1938, Harry took the band on a three-month tour of South America, and he continued touring through the 1940s. In the early 50s, Harry disbanded and was running his own restaurant, but at age 69 led a quartet in London's Lyric Theatre's show, O Clarence. He died in London on February 1st, 1971. Here's the King of Hotcha. You're welcome, Leah.
Thank you. is Harry Roy speaking. We're now going to play a number dedicated to the boys, Crazy People. Now, boys, steady, steady, get just started.
One, two.
Lovebirds on feather always get together. It's an old, old custom of the haunt. That's the reason, maybe, why I call you baby. I guess we're each other's counterparts. Oh, crazy people, crazy people. Crazy people like me go crazy over people like you. Goofy people, nutty people. Dizzy people like me go nutty over people like you.
When we are underneath the moon above, you have me acting like a loon. It must be love, sweet love.
Oh, crazy people, crazy people, crazy people like me go crazy over people like you.
I think you're a lot of cats.
My hat is all out of tune.
Oh, never mind. It's good enough for jazz.
What do you mean good enough for jazz?
Sympathy. This girl has me in a whirl. She's lovely as can be. I'm silly, I'm daffy. It's no use, I'm in love. I'm crazy, I'm hazy, and loose up above. I'm so full of spirit that I want to see. I'm a ha-cha-cha, dirty old doll, any old thief. I'm sloppy, I'm floppy. It's no use, I'm in love. You should see the girl I'm thinking of. She had a face so often lifted, she can't find out where it shifted. I'm silly, I'm daffy, it's no use, I'm in love.
I feel silly, I'm a daffy.
Why, you must be in love.
By gum, it's a greggly gal I'm thinking of. By day she works at mill down yon. She's haunting houses when day is done. I'm silly, I'm a daffy. It's no use, I'm in love.
I'm silly, I'm daffy. But it's no use, I'm in love.
What a lovely girl you must be thinking of.
Yes, she confessed all to her husband. Pity, 500 sailors left the city. I'm silly, I'm daffy. But it's no use, I'm in love.
I'm silly, I'm daffy. It's no use, I'm in love.
Well, what kind of a girl is she anyhow?
Oh, well, she's only 20 stone or so. She's the greatest bunch of girls I know. I'm silly, I'm daffy, why, it's no use, I'm in love.
He certainly didn't play novelty songs exclusively, but there we had three fine examples. From March 1, 1933, Harry Roy and his Café Anglais Orchestra with It's No Use, I'm in Love. The vocal trio was Harry Roy, Bill Curry, and Ivor Morton. It took me a while to find out, but I'm Silly, I'm Daffy, It's No Use, I'm in Love was written by Johnny Rowe, Tom Fields, and Bill Rice. Before that, it was Edgar Leslie and James Monaco's Crazy People from September 16, 1932. That was Harry Roy and his Arcaeolians, and despite saying he was Harry Roy at the beginning of that record, the vocalist was actually Bill Curry. We began our tribute to Harry Roy with the Southern State Dance Band and one of my favorite songs, I don't care who it's by, How Could Red Riding Hood? Written by A.P. Randolph, it was banned from the radio at the time for its scandalous suggestiveness. How Could Red Riding Hood was introduced in vaudeville by Rube Wolf, with two F's. He was a musician and orchestra leader and led pit orchestras at several California theaters, including the Warfield and Lowe's State Theater in Los Angeles. His younger brother Marco and sister Fanchon were the most famous producers of live stage prologues for motion pictures and began in vaudeville in the early 1900s with a ballroom dance act. For their big finish, Marco would hoist Fanchon on his shoulders and they would waltz off stage while Marco played the violin. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to the generally non-scandalously suggestive Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Tomorrow is the third anniversary of my little cardiac bypass procedure, but this segment of Heart Songs is dedicated to KISL's own Steve-O, who along with Rambo hosts Radio Free Catalina, which is heard each Saturday night from 9 to midnight. Radio Free Catalina features weather, fish, surf, and boat reports, CSI Avalon, My Doc is a Quack, and Medical M Moment, so be sure to tune in. That's Saturday nights at 9 on KISL 88.7 Avalon, or on your internet dial at kislavalon.com. So with best wishes to Steve-O, here's Chick Bullock with Dick McDonough and his orchestra.
My heart, I'll never ask what you've done with it. Go on, have fun with it. Take it and leave it at ease. And do with it what you please.
Centuries too. If you should need me, my heart would lead me to you. The oldest stars in the sky may have been some true hearts, but they won't find two hearts like your heart and mine. Thank you.
Well, to bring the mood up a bit in that cardiac set, we just heard Louis Armstrong and his Hot Five with My Heart, recorded in Chicago on November 12, 1925. Before that, it was the Roy Fox Band with Denny Dennis providing the vocal on Your Heart and Mine, written by Johnny Mercer and Ruby Bloom. That recording is from July 22, 1936. We started off with Dick McDonough and his orchestra, June 4, 1936, and Take My Heart. Fred Allert composed the music, and Chick Bullock sang the Joe Young lyrics. Last week I played a segment of Strange Songs. In looking for records for that segment, I came across Strange Interlude. I didn't include it on last week's show, but it is going to start off this segment of Interludes. Here's Harold White and his orchestra.
Such a silent place since you've gone, no consolation. I reach out into empty space, but no dawn, no explanation. No more the birds above are winging, while to my memories I'm clinging. The song of love my heart was singing is gone. The mellow moon up in the sky disappears. Where is it going? The babbling brook that murmured my filled with tears, no more is flowing. I'm in a dream, don't let me waken. My very soul from me you've taken. How can I live through this forsaken, strange interlude? Thank you.
Count Basie and his orchestra, November 6, 1939, and Riff Interlude, written by Count Basie. Before that, it was the Chocolate Dandies and Blue Interlude, recorded by Decca on November 10, 1933. The Chocolate Dandies was a small group led by Don Redman, which took its name from the show written by Noble Sissel and U.B. Blake. Benny Carter, who wrote Blue Interlude, used the name for a series of recordings he made with Coleman Hawkins and others. We began that interlude set with Harold White and his orchestra and Strange Interlude. The vocalist on that August 18, 1932 recording was Will Osborne. Strange Interlude was written by Ben Burney, Phil Baker, Teddy Shaw Wilson, and Walter Hirsch. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL-FM, 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network, 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, shamrockradio.com, and on iTunes as a podcast. I originally had a tribute to Harold Adamson in this next segment, since I had his birthday in the database as January 10th, 1906. But then I realized that's not his birthday at all. Harold Adamson was born December 10th, 1906. So I was trying to come up with another topic when I came across the record that starts off this segment about ducks. But first, do you know what a grinnell is? Well, I didn't either, but I'll let you know at the end of the segment. Here are the Grinnell Jiggers.
Thank you.
A more diverse set of records I don't know that I've played, but I think it works, wouldn't you agree? Anyway, we just heard Raymond Scott and his new orchestra with Huckleberry Duck from December 21st, 1939. Raymond Scott is probably best known for Powerhouse, which is heard in the soundtracks of about 44 Warner Brothers cartoons, but Huckleberry Duck is heard in about 10. Of course, you wouldn't hear them in the cartoons, but there are lyrics to Huckleberry Duck, which were written by Jack Lawrence. Before Huckleberry Duck, we heard Kaplan's Melodists from an Edison Diamond disc made June 12, 1923. That was The Duck's Quack, subtitled A Barnyard Jazzberee. The old man, as Edison was known, didn't like regular jazz. I can't imagine what he thought of that record. The Animal Imitations were by Gilbert Gerard, and if you listened to our Christmas show, you heard several records with Gilbert Gerard as Santa Claus. The Duck's Quack was evidently a fairly popular song since it was also recorded by the California Ramblers, Frank Westfall's orchestra, and the Cotton Pickers. The Duck's Quack is one of a number of phrases from the 20s, such as the bee's knees, the cat's pajamas, the snake's hips, and the elephant's arches, all of which mean great or remarkable. The Duck's Quack was written by Hannibal McGuire, who also brought us Hot Dog, D-A-W-G, a Red Hot Foxtrot, which was recorded by Porter's Devils. And playing Mythbusters here for a second, it is not true that a duck's quack does not echo. We begin that duck set with The Duck Shoes Rag from May of 1930. That was performed by the Grinnell Jiggers, a band from the area around the Missouri-Arkansas boot heel, led by fiddler Ben Tinnen, who also wrote Duck Shoes Rag. The band's name, Grinnell Jiggers, refers to a trash fish called Grinnell, also known as bowfin, mudfish, or dogfish. In the spring, the locals would catch Grinnell in the backwater ponds by spearing them with a three-pronged fork, a practice known as jigging. More than just a name, the band members, most of whom were cotton farmers and fishermen, actually had done jigging. Duck Chew's Rag is one of eight issued sides which the band made in their one and only recording session. Now just try and name another radio program anywhere on the planet where you're going to get vital information like that other than right here on Rapidly Rotating Records. Last week, January 10th, marked the birth in 1898 in New York City of composer Arthur Johnston. He began his career as a movie theater pianist and later as a pianist and musical director for Irving Berlin's stage productions. He moved to Hollywood in 1929 and wrote the scores for films such as College Humor, Too Much Harmony, Pennies from Heaven, and Double or Nothing. His most notable collaborators were Sam Coslow, Gus Kahn, and Johnny Burke. Arthur Johnston died in Corona Del Mar, California on May 1, 1954. Highlights from his catalog include Cocktails for Two, My Old Flame, Song of the South, Moonstruck, Mandy Make Up Your Mind, and these.
Never worry, I'm bucking the wind. Safe and sound, I'm holding my ground, for I'm bucking the wind. I'll battle any opposition. A smile will be my ammunition. And even when it gets too stormy, they'll never floor me. Skies may scowl and hurricanes howl, but I'm bucking the wind. Blows that flaunt me never could daunt me. I've laughed and I've grinned. Every gale that's blowing may start your dreamboat going. You'll come through if you'll keep bucking the wind. Thank you.
I found in your embrace. I'm thankful, though I know it's ending all too soon. And thanks, oh, for unforgettable nights I never can replace, and memories that linger like a haunting tune. It is better to have loved you, dear, and lost, than never to have loved at all. It is better, for no matter what the cost, I held the world in sway, an emperor for a day. And thanks again for taking me on the road to paradise. We lost our way, but still I must convey my thanks.
taste the kisses that enchant me. I'd want no others if you'd grant me just one more chance. I've learned the meaning of repentance. Now you're the jury at my trial. I know that I should serve my sentence. Still I'm hoping all the while you'll give me just one more word. I said that I was glad to start out, but now I'm back to cry my heart out for just one more chance.
We began our little tribute to Arthur Johnston with one of my Desert Isle discs, Anson Weeks and his orchestra with Carl Ravazza providing the vocal on Bucking the Wind, from a Brunswick 78 wax September 14, 1933. That was followed by another Johnston-Coslow collaboration, Thanks, performed there by Leo Reisman and his orchestra on October 3, 1933. The vocalist was Frank Luther. Next was Bing Crosby with the Dorsey Brothers and their orchestra with The Spell of the Blues from January 26, 1929. The Spell of the Blues was written by Arthur Johnston, Dave Dreyer, and Harry Ruby. And we finished up with Gus Arnheim and his Coconut Grove Orchestra, July 6, 1931, and Just One More Chance. The vocalist there was Donald Novus. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.